Thief Evan Byron and have an experienced team dedicated to delivering you their daily catch-up. With Upside Realty, you get an experienced agent, all marketing, online listing, and organised inspections for one flat fee. Visit upside.com.au. Thief Evan Byron.
101.9 The Fox. Now, somebody who's always defending themselves is Donald Trump. I sometimes wonder if he'll at some stage go, I've had enough. Because of all the world leaders that we've seen over, well, over my lifetime, he just gets pounded every day. Now, he may very well deserve that, but it's just a constant barrage of you're rubbish, you're rubbish, you're rubbish. And people are out to get him all the time.
It was a year yesterday.
Oh, it was a year yesterday. Yeah. What a full-on year. But maybe he thrives on it. You know, they say there are people that thrive on people hating them.
Mm.
Well, there is a story. Now, it's just in the last 24 hours been buried. But there was a witch hunt on saying that he had paid off a porn star that he'd had an affair with. I better throw a lot of allegeds in this. I'm going to throw lots of allegeds right now.
He's very litigious.
He is. The Wall Street Journal, dump them in it, they started it. They reported last week that a lawyer for Donald Trump had allegedly paid an adult film actress $162,000.
That's not much.
A month before the 2016 election in exchange for her silence about an alleged sexual encounter. So anyway, that story has not been proven and now it's disappeared. I wonder if he's going to sue the Wall Street Journal.
Interesting.
But when I read it, I thought to myself, you know, see, I often think, Fev, that blackmail and espionage, it happens on the small screen. You know, they're on TV shows, in the movies. I love the idea of real life blackmail. Like, does that happen? Has somebody been blackmailed?
Well, I read this article and I was like, 162 grand. Mate, he's a billionaire. I'd be asking for heaps more.
Yeah, it doesn't ring true, does it?
Like, I'd be saying give me $162 million.
Although maybe could it relate to the level of the encounter they had?
Maybe.
maybe he doesn't think it's worth any more.
Well, I don't
think
anyone blackmails, do they? I used to blackmail my brother when
well,
I
that
was
would
a kid.
Be fun.
Yeah.
What would have been an example of that?
Wash the dishes, I'll give you $5.
What's more just...
No, that's just a bribe.
Yeah, but then he'd wash them and I wouldn't give it to him. So
okay, I like this because there's bribes.
He used to go to the cupboard and eat chips and I said, I'll tell Mum unless you wash the dishes.
That's
blackmail.
Yeah,
there you go. That is blackmail.
I used to get up at night and sneak into the cupboard and get a couple of packets of chips and I used to hear him going through the chips. So, mate, you got to do the chores for a week.
This
blackmail.
I mean,
that's good. That's your smoking gun.
Yeah.
That's
well, it's not
powerful.
Good. It's poor Jason Favola's
sorry.
Life.
Sorry,
I mean,
Jace.
Poor Jace. It never ended for him. But
what, going to the cupboard to get
no,
chips?
You being his brother. 13 10 60. Have you experienced blackmail? Now, there are a few perspectives. One, were you blackmailed? Two, maybe you're prepared to say, I did blackmail somebody.
Really? Okay.
Or maybe... And it is, we're still in, you know, summer holiday mode, a lot of us. Let's just think, is it somebody you know?
Okay, great.
Has somebody you know been blackmailed?
I'd lower the bar. It's our first day back. Yeah. 13, 10, 60.
I'm just fascinated.
Okay.
Is blackmail happening?
Real life blackmail, all right.
Yeah.
13, 10, 60. Be surprised if we get one, but we'll see how we go, Fifi.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Donald Trump has just celebrated 1 year in office, and we were just saying how every day for him he's been attacked by somebody, and it's come up that he...
He's got a pretty thick skin, doesn't he?
Yeah, very thick skin. I think he loves it. But there was
got
a
thick skin.
There was a report...
It's quite thick and orange.
There was a report last week that he may have allegedly paid an adult film actress 1 month before the 2016 election in exchange for her silence about their lewd encounter. Now, that is, again, all alleged. I do not want Donald Trump coming for me.
No.
But it did raise the question of blackmail. Like, you hear it, you hear about it. You read news stories or you see it on TV shows. But does it happen in Melbourne? Is it happening in our suburbs? Have you been blackmailed? Chris from Frankston. Hi, Chris.
Hi, how you going, guys?
Yeah, good, Chris. Happy New Year.
Happy
Can I still
New Year.
Say
Welcome.
That? It's a bit late, isn't it?
We've had a very long break.
22nd of Jan. I won't do that again, Chris. I'm sorry. Now, Chris, have you experienced blackmail in any shape or form?
Well, I haven't actually experienced it myself, but I drive past a brothel every day and I see lots of fancy cars there and men in and out, and I think, how much money could I make just taking a photo of their registration plate?
It's a good point, though. I mean, you just take some photos and away we go.
Chris.
I know, I'd be stressed.
I love your evil mind. Like, I love that you haven't done it. That says a lot about your character.
It's a thought that counts. That's what they say.
Absolutely. I mean, you're right. You're a potential blackmailer.
Sure.
I am.
You're a potential blackmailer.
I'm sure that's a question Fifi asked before we open the phones. Have you considered blackmail but not carried through with it?
Isn't it true? Like, all the things you consider doing and then you don't do them. I'm not saying I've ever considered that, but sure. I totally understand where Chris is coming from.
19 past
Chris,
seven.
Out of interest, where do you drive past
every day?
It's just in Seaford, so it's still around that area, yeah.
Because I drive past one in South Melbourne every morning. You and I could sit in our car with binoculars and a Polaroid camera.
All the males in Seaford have just driven off the road.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9, The Fox.
Guys, I went away during the week, went out to Bonnie Doon.
I saw you at Bonnie Doon. That looked really fun.
It was good
in
fun.
In the lake?
In the lake there. It's beautiful, beautiful water. Went a bit of water skiing and I tried to wakeboard, but the boat couldn't get me out of the water. It's a whole nother story. But we're driving home because we had to come home Friday because it was my birthday on Saturday. So happy birthday
of
to
course.
Me.
Of course, happy birthday for you.
I sent you a happy birthday message.
Yeah, at 10 o'clock at night.
Well, it still counts. Still counts.
Saying, oh, Lelouch, I forgot your birthday. Oh,
I'd stayed off Insta all day. Then I got on and went, oh, man.
I was really hoping you didn't text me.
I knew you wanted
I really wanted you not to, but you did. Anyway, we're driving home and I'm in the Mercedes and we're cruising down the highway and I just felt like the car was doing funny things because, yeah, it's a smooth ride.
This is a Mercedes from Mercedes-Benz Brighton.
Stop, everyone.
Quirky only gives you the best.
Yeah, and I'm cruising along and I thought, geez, the steering wheel went a little bit funny and I'm doing about 111 or something.
Whoa,
on the front.
Well, hang
on. It's 110.
On. Are you sure?
110. It's 110. Well, so I had it on one. Yeah, but every time I go through those speed camera things and I'm doing 110, it always says 108. So I'm going 111, so 109, 110.
109.
Yeah. 101.9. See what we did.
Yeah, look at it.
Anyway, all of a sudden, bang.
What?
The tire blew. And everyone screamed in the car. Well, going that fast, the tire blew. So I'm like, oh, geez. Put the brakes on.
Car would have handled brilliantly.
It did. Mate, it had been anything else. Oh. I won't go into it. But boom, into the, anyway, won't go there. But I pull over and I'm like, oh my God. The tire's blown.
In the middle of nowhere,
in the middle
I'm
of nowhere, about an hour and a half away, out near Wallen, 43 degrees. And I looked at Alex and I looked at the kids and I said, I think I'm going to have to change the tire. And she's like, oh, I'll just do what Fifi did and call Quirky. I said, it's an hour and a half away. On a Saturday, and it's 43 degrees.
He's the boss. That's like if I have an IT problem here with my desk, I call the CEO of our company. I mean, you wouldn't do that anyway. I don't know why Fife ever did that.
Jeff Quirk would have gone to Bonnie Doon to change your tyre.
He would have. And then I thought, oh, we'll ring RACV, but I thought it's going to be in a good hour or so for the RACV to get there because it's a fair way away.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, guys, I've got it.
I don't think you have.
I know. I got out and I thought, and all our bags are all in the back because we've been away.
Yeah.
So I had to take everything out. The golf club was a little tightless ball fell out of the bag and rolled onto the ground. And I went to run it. And I was just going, don't get it, you'll get in my car. I'm like, took everything off, went underneath, and oh my God, they got the tyre, they got the red, they got all this stuff under there.
I don't know what to do with it.
No, I don't.
I'm surprised you knew the tyre was under there.
And Alex was like, all she said was she was waiting for was me to blow up because it was hot.
Yeah.
I wanted to get home. I think I was hungover. I just didn't want to be there. I get it out. I get the tyre and I put the jack up. And she's looking at me going, hey, what are you doing? How do you know what you're doing? 45 minutes later, I got the tyre on.
You did it.
I did it. And Snooksy's standing on the road, like behind the car, so no one hits me. So she's like,
she's protecting me.
But I'm like, well, what happens if they hit you? But she just, mate, she went on the front line, stood there, and I changed it. And she'd done a little sneaky and done a video of me as well while I'm doing it with my big plumber's crack hanging out. So if you want to see that, it's at Alex Vella Makeup in the Instagram.
You could have said it to us. But a nice cross promotion for Alex's Instagram.
Yeah, I actually did a little sneaky and I've got my big plumber's crack hanging out. I'm dripping in sweat. But then when you drive the car, because I've got this little tyre on, because it's not the normal tyre. But first time I've ever done it, I changed the tyre and I did it in 43 degree heat and I feel like a man.
I am so proud of you,
I feel like a big
You're a hero.
Yes, where's that? Where's, when a it's hero comes along.
No, it's just that you get everyone to do everything for you. That surprised me you didn't even put your thumb out and get another guy to come and do it. I mean,
thought about it because there's a lot of trucks driving past.
Fifi, Feb and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
We all know holidays are obviously great to spend a lot of time with your kids, but when the kids are asleep, I go into foot when kids, I've got one. I just sound like I got added to the brood. When Trixie's asleep, I go into full binge mode on my iPad. No.
Well, his name's Damien.
His name is Damien. Maybe we should start calling him that. Now, I go into bits, so I watch shows. And remember at the end of last year, I said to both of you, I need a new show to watch. I've watched everything. Give me something. And I don't think, you came up with 13 Reasons Why.
Didn't want to do that one?
Didn't want to do that.
All right. Well, I won't suggest anything in the future.
If you didn't have much.
I didn't get anything from any friends that I was thinking I was watching. And then I stumbled upon a show, guys. Life-changing. I stumbled on a show called Outlander.
Sing me a song of a lass that is gone. Say, could that last?
Sounds horrific.
Okay, no, picture this. Now, this is up to the third series. It's three series under.
Oh, better turn it down.
Turn it down. But, so this is the premise, Fev. It's amazing. It's I'm absolutely obsessed with it. So it's a woman, and she's in the 1940s, post-war, and then she goes to Scotland, she touches a stone, and she travels back in time to the 1700s, where she falls in love. Now, she doesn't just fall in love with anyone.
Never seen you so passionate.
Because I love this show. But more pointedly, I've fallen in love with a man.
Oh, what?
Now,
in the 1700s?
Yeah. He's amazing. His name, the lead character.
Is it Encino Man?
His name's Jamie Fraser. Now, he's a Scottish warrior.
Fraser?
Think Braveheart, Feb. You'd love it. He's like William Wallace. Yeah. So he's a Highlander. He's fighting the British, but he's this incredible kilt-wearing Scottish warrior. He takes his top off a lot. He looks great. But he's chivalrous. He defends his woman. He's just everything I love in a man. Actually, we've got some audio. If you're not familiar with Jamie Fraser, this character in Outlander, this is the man that I have fallen in love with.
Okay, now just control yourself, Fief, as I play this audio.
Oh, my goodness, Fev, okay. Listen to him.
There we go.
I would have gone to the stake with you, to hell and beyond, if it had gone to that, but I wasn't carrying your child.
You can't know that. It's much too soon.
Sasa, you have not been a day late in your courses and in all the time since you first took me to your bed, but it's been 2 months now.
It's a shame he was talking about menstruation there. In the break. I mean, it's not the grab I would have necessarily picked.
Right.
But the Scottish accent, I'm now obsessed with Scots. Like, I love... Okay, I didn't actually need to hear that again. But, and I am going to say this, Fev.
He's got great lats.
Oh, you've just Googled him. He's amazing to look at.
Pretty hot.
But then, see, Fev, and I know you've had crushes on, you're a very happily engaged man with the love of your life. You've had crushes and you've told Alex she knew that you loved Katy Perry.
She brought me Katy Perry book for book.
Until you met her. Christmas. Now you're not in, don't have a crush.
No, I don't have a crush on her anymore.
Okay.
But so I'm watching Outlander and I'm falling for this character. But then I'm doing things like, I'm Googling.
Oh, you're stalking
the actor until like 3 a.m.
That's going to make your boyfriend Damien very uncomfortable.
And then I've dreamt about him a lot.
Oh, no, come on, that's not right.
He's coming into my dreams, but that's subconscious. I'm not meaning to dream about this man, but I won't lie. The other night it was about 3 a.m. and I've watched every YouTube video that this actor's done. I've watched the highlight reels. I'm watching blooper reels. I've watched every interview he's done.
Blooper reels.
Yeah, wow. I've watched all the videos about this guy on YouTube, and I did actually for a minute go, have I gone too far? Like, have I crossed a line? And I am interested, 131060, if you're in a relationship and you have a crush. Now, this is a man that is an actor. I'm never going to meet him. He's never going to be interested in me.
I'm going to speak to my people.
No, don't even. Because 100%,
that's my goal for the week.
I would not cope. I'm that obsessed with him. And it's dangerous. I don't want... It's fine because he's a...
Is he English?
He's
actually Scottish?
He's Scottish.
No, but that's the accent. Is he actually Scottish?
No, he's actually Scottish. No, but I am curious. How... Like, can a crush go too far when you're in a committed relationship?
I think it can. I think this does. The only thing... Look, we could defend your boyfriend, Damien, by saying this. He is an actor. He's on Neighbours.
Yeah,
it may be. You may be only in love, obviously, with the Outlander character. And it may be that his character in Neighbours, we could compare the two here. Maybe his, you haven't thought about your boyfriend in the context of his Neighbours character. Maybe
you're right.
It's a sexy, strong character on Neighbours.
You did meet Damien as an actor.
Yes.
So you might be just attracted to actors. How do you go when he's not acting? Maybe do you make him role play at
home? No, we don't do role play. But I've never asked myself, am I attracted to Gary Canning?
Hear Gary Canning in action and see if you feel those same feels that
Absolutely.
You felt for the Outlander shirtless Scottish man?
Yeah, please.
Here we go.
I didn't think you could make it.
I wanted to give Piper a prezi. I bought it a while back. Happy birthday, Piper.
Thanks, Gary. It's really nice.
Now play the other guy.
I mean,
I would have gone to the stake with you, to hell and beyond, if it had gone to that, but I wasn't carrying your child.
You can't know that. It's much too soon.
Sasa, you have not been a day late in your courses in all the time since you first took me to your bed, but it's been 2 months now.
Sorry, Damien. Take a back seat, champ.
Fifi, Feb and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
I just sent my boyfriend a text just saying, hey, morning, and I haven't heard back from him, which might have a little bit to do with the fact that I have just made an admission and it's more I have to talk about it. It's like psychotherapy. Mm. I've been watching Outlander, all three series, over the last few weeks. It's a show. If you haven't watched it, get into it. It's amazing. And it's got this lead character called Jamie Fraser. Now, he's a Scottish warrior from the 17th century. He looks hot in a kilt and he's just... he constantly saves his wife's life. It's beautiful, Feb.
It is, and he's probably the most Googled man at the moment, so everyone in the car is probably Googling Jamie Fraser. But you did say you've watched over the last couple of weeks.
Yes.
And you were in Hong Kong.
Yes.
Did you join to the Wi-Fi?
Yes, I did Wi-Fi.
We don't want any Telstra ringing up $500,000 bill because you've streamed.
Big data roaming bill?
I did Wi-Fi. I'm all good, guys. No $500,000 bill from Telstra.
Okay,
Telstra wonderful about that?
Yeah, that's good.
They're
just
a great organisation.
But
I did. I watched it relentlessly, and now I'm so obsessed with played by an actor called Sam Heughan, who's divine.
Right.
But I'm Googling like all day. I'm dreaming about him. I think about him all the time. And I'm in a relationship. And I have to point out, I'm really happy in a relationship
With an actor.
I can't tell if I'm borderline wrong. Like, is this now a crush that you shouldn't have when you're in love in a relationship?
And I did see Trixie in Hong Kong get a lot of clothes, like a scarf and all that sort of stuff from a little, was it a
little Chinese market?
Did you buy any 1970s kit for Damien?
No.
Try this on, big boy.
I know. I might get Damien a kilt for his birthday.
Wow.
But has somebody, if anybody's in a relationship and they've become very obsessed and they've got a crush that's out of control, I'm interested because I want to know how to handle this. And am I going to lose my boyfriend over it? Barb in Layla. Hi, Barb.
Hi, how you going this morning?
Yeah, okay, Barb, I'm nervous because I've now come out in the open and I've fessed up about my crush.
Oh, that's okay. Everyone knows about my crush.
Are you in a relationship, Barb?
Yeah, I'm seeing somebody.
But you've got a crush on someone else?
Yeah, big crush on John Bon Jovi.
Yeah. Oh, you're only human.
Well, I've changed my name on Facebook to Barb Jovi, so...
And I'm guessing when you met your boyfriend, Barb, he was aware of this?
No, not really.
Okay, and he's good after. Is he okay with you obsessing over another man?
No, not at all.
Ooh.
Oh, that's no good.
What's
he think about the Facebook name change?
Cringe.
This isn't good. And, you know, this Jamie Scottish guy is your John Bon Jovi. This could ruin your relationship.
Exactly. I'm only like a couple of weeks into this crush and I'm wondering, do I detox? Do I stop watching Outlander? Maybe I stop Googling this guy. Susan in Cheltenham. Hi, Suze.
Hi, Fifi. How are you?
I'm good, Susan. I'm worried my relationship's in jeopardy because I've got a crush on a guy on the telly. Can you relate to this?
100%. So when you actually started talking about your obsession on a series, I almost immediately thought about Outlander.
Mm-hmm.
And when you said it, it was exactly what I experienced a few months ago. I just finished the third series episode last night because I had to stop watching it for a while. But I actually bought all the books. I read them and I've watched the series 3 times over and I got my husband watching it as well. So I watched the series the second time with him.
Susan, I'm about to watch the first series again, but do you have a particular crush on Jamie Fraser?
And I'm obsessed with him. So I had the dreams. I think there's something mystical about that program that it actually sort of brainwashes you into falling in love with him. He's amazing.
I'm having dreams too.
Googled everything on him. I Googled him and watched his bloopers. I watched everything probably 3 or 4 times.
He also watched the bloopers. Now Susan. You see what Susan's done there, though.
She's brainwashed.
But she's brought the boyfriend in to watch it. Perhaps Damien and you could enjoy binge sessions
with his kilt on.
I'll have to run it by him. I don't know how he feels about this yet.
Nothing better than a South African accent. I love a South African accent.
I'm into the Scottish now. Dawn in Hawthorne. Hi, Dawn.
Hi, guys.
Dawn, are you obsessed with somebody and you are in a relationship?
I am not in a relationship, but Outlander has ruined my dating life.
Oh.
That's all you search for now. You just think, oh my goodness, I want a Jamie. Where is the Jamies? Where are the Jamies?
I know, Jamie Fraser is the ultimate man, isn't he, Dawn?
Oh, he is. So when you're swiping on Tinder or any dating apps, you're like, Fraser? Fraser? Oh, I know Fraser.
Fifi, Bev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Right, our new show only available on Netflix to stream. Now, Will Smith has been in town to promote that and he's been seen at the tennis hanging out. Fev, he was heading to the MCG, which is your old office, and I believe even the people at the MCG said, well, if someone's going to come here and interview him, there's only one person that will let in the door. And that is one Brendan Favola.
Yeah, that's right, Boxy. He's over here for his new Netflix film that got released, and another one's in the pipeline. But I thought, I don't want to take him to the radio station because it's just the same old, and he wasn't doing any other radio interviews. So I thought, why don't I take him to my old office where I feel so comfortable? And well, this is what happened.
I'm here with Will Smith.
In the building.
In the building, at the MCG.
At the MCG, baby.
Which is my old office.
That's what I heard. Yeah.
Who told you that, man?
I know. Yeah. I know. I've been hearing. You know, we got an icon walking around this building. Like he owns the place.
Oh, I used to. Not anymore. But you're over here in Australia. You've been to the tennis. You're over here for your new Netflix film, Bright.
Yeah.
How's that going, mate?
It's going well, man. You know, it's you know, Bright was the first film of this size that has been streamed globally, right? So they released it the same way that the studios would release a gigantic, you know, blockbuster, yet it was through a streaming service. So it's really the first of its kind.
And you play a policeman with a not human.
No, no. Well, so this is so hard to describe
this movie to
people, right? Yeah, he was like, I've seen it and I can't describe it.
When he winks at you, don't wink at me like that again.
So yeah, Joel Edgerton, Ozzy. That's my Ozzy. And Lucy Fry is a Ozzy also. She played the elf.
The little elf. Well, so. I watched when you were with a little pixie. And you were whacking the pixie. And I was like, if my kids are watching that, they'll be like, what's he doing to the pixie?
It's the movie. So it's like what I thought was so cool about it. It's like it's this crazy, hard, gritty L.A. cop drama. Right. But it's mixed with Lord of the Rings, right? So if you imagine that the creatures
that
from I know it's hard, it doesn't fit. I've said that to people, it doesn't fit in people's mind who haven't seen it. So it's just a bizarre mashup.
But it works, and it's worked so well. I think there's a sequel.
Yeah, they ordered a second one. What's so great about a streaming service is they know how many people watched it instantly. So they know if people watched it, they know where you paused it. So they know what you liked and what you didn't like.
The fast forwards.
The fast forwards, yes, exactly.
To the
exactly.
Good bits.
They know where the fast forwards are. They know the sections that people have watched the most. So as an artist, to get that kind of information about what fans like and what they appreciate, it's a very rare opportunity to create with that level of intimate contact with the audience, that level of data.
Especially being the first one in that kind to do
that. Absolutely.
That's untapped territory.
Yeah, so I'm interested. You know, it's
trailblazing for everyone else.
That's right. That's how we do. It's a whole new world out there, man.
Any teasers for the the second one?
You, you know, I would absolutely tease it if I had but any idea. If I had any idea what it was going to be whatsoever, I would tease it. What was surprising is how quickly Netflix ordered the second one.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, you know, they it was, you know, literally within the first night of the release of the first one, they saw how many people saw it, how many people watched all the way through, what people enjoyed it, and they immediately ordered a part two.
Oh, Fev and Will Smith, it is a bromance at the MCG. There is more coming up. Bright, available on Netflix. You can stream it now. Up next, what did Will Smith and Margot Robbie get up to? You won't believe what it was. And Fev presents a gift to Will on behalf of the show.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 1019 The Fox.
Will Smith has been in Melbourne, pretty much running the town. Been at the Australian Open. Forged a bit of a bromance with Nick Kyrgios while he's been here. And, of course, a bromance with our very own Brendan Favola, Fifi. It's the Fox.
It was Will and Fev, one-on-one at the MCG, Fev's old office. And you, again, proven, Fev, you're not afraid of the hard-hitting questions.
No, absolutely not. Discussing Bright, available only on Netflix. You can stream it now. That's Will's latest project.
Do play a policeman, yep. And you've played a policeman before in Miami.
Yep.
So did you have to ring Martin Lawrence and say, "Mate, I've sacked you as a partner"?
I know. There's a script for Bad Boys 3. I would love to be able to make that again. It's like I've made a lot of movies and I've had a lot of fun, but there was nothing like being in my mid 20s. In the heyday of my career and being in Miami with Martin Lawrence, like, you know, with guns and fast cars,
dating your sister,
right? You know, it was like that. Like, Miami's one of my favorite cities in the world. So I would love to make another Bad Boys if we could figure it out.
I'm not going to say this because you're sitting here, mate, but. Mm-hmm. I love Bad Boys 2 when you go to the door and Martin Lawrence's daughter's
taking
and you do that Bad Boys scene.
Right, exactly.
I've got an 18-year-old daughter.
18, yeah.
So she's had a boyfriend, I do the old thinking I'm Will Smith.
So
I thank you for that. And I also, I don't know if you know, but I said that was my office and I used to play footy. So I brought you a few gifts. I hope you don't mind.
Gifts.
Yeah, you like gifts. And it's my birthday today.
Really?
And I'm giving you a gift.
Happy birthday, man.
This is my gift.
Birthday.
This is my gift from everyone at work. They're like, "You're going to interview Will Smith." I'm like, "Drop everything. I am going to be there." So this is what we use. We use a football,
love that one.
And we managed to get you a jumper. So this is the Carlton footy jumper.
Love that. Love that.
Got your name on the back.
Ooh. Okay. Okay.
Look at that.
There you go. All right. Well, listen. We got the ball. We got the jumper, and we got a feel. We got a stadium. Like, nothing's missing, but our like desire to get out there, man. We need to go for it.
Well, let's get out. I don't think the cricketers would like that too much.
Yeah, we're just running around.
Getting back to Aussie actors. Mm-hmm. You obviously work with Joel, which was great. You got Joel over for a barbie.
He invited me over, but he ended up coming out. He had a thing at his house, and you know we couldn't go that night. So we went out together. But now that I think about it, he actually didn't re-invite me back to his house. We actually didn't make it to his house.
Another actress that you worked with, Margot Robbie.
Margot! Yeah. She is the truth.
Bit of dirt, bit of something.
You know, listen, the thing with Margot, I guess the thing that people don't see and don't know is Margot has like the worst case of FOMO that I've ever met.
FOMO.
You got that? Yeah. She has the worst case, and she finds the most bizarre and spectacular things to do around the world. We were in New Orleans shooting Focus, and she found a zombie hunt where you drive out to the woods, and I was like, "Hey, Margo, where are we going?
Where are you taking me?"
You drive out into the woods, and you're on the back of a pickup truck, and you have paintball guns. And I'm like, "Margo, what the hell?" And zombies start running out of the woods, and you shoot at the zombies. So, and when you hit them, they fall down. And it's the strangest and
like Walking Dead.
You're like the Walking Dead,
yeah.
Right? So she found a place, and the guy drives the pickup through the woods, and you're really out in the woods with your paintball gun, and you got to reload it and everything. And when they run, you just shoot the zombies. Margo plans that type of stuff like every day.
All
she
right.
finds some new bizarre thing
I'll
to
be
do.
Able to bring that up.
All right,
one quick one. Yeah. Australia, you've loved it. You've gone out and seen all the animals. Mm-hmm. Are you taking the wombat home to the kids?
Yeah, you know the wombat and.
I think of him as a member of our family.
Yeah.
You know, it's not taking him home to the kids. He's one of the kids.
Yeah.
He's a part of our family. You know, and I would just like to ask people, please don't bother him when he goes to school and stuff like that. Just,
he was more happy with scratching himself. Anyway, yeah. Mate, enjoy your time in Australia. Man. Thank you very much for the chat, mate. I appreciate it. Enjoy the footy.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
Oh, forget Nick Kyrgios and Will Smith. What about Brendan Favola and Will Smith?
It was a bromance, Fev. I reckon
it's on.
Will will honestly stay in touch with you. I can see that happening.
Probably not.
Anyway, Bright, only available on Netflix. You can stream it now.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Humid and 26 for Melbourne. You got Fifi, Fev and Byron for breakfast at 8:39. We are here thanks to Upside Realty and driving you home in 2018, a brand new lineup. Carrie and Tommy are still here, and we love that Carrie and Tommy are on board for 2018, but a brand new show starts this afternoon
from 4:30. I know, it's finally on the Fox. Hughesy and Kate this afternoon. We're so new.
Yeah. But also, we're on the Fox. The powerhouse,
yes.
The Fox.
We are.
We've made it to the Fox.
Yeah, we are.
You know you've made it when you're on the Fox.
See, no. I love that because we've always worked at different radio stations.
Yes, we have.
Having had a friendship away from radio,
yes.
Kate and I have always said we'd love to work at the same
and
radio station.
And Fifi has always said one day we will.
Yes. And
so she tried to get rid of you, Feb. Oh, but
she probably has, but I just went straight to the top. I just come to Fox straight away.
Oh, you did, mate. Yeah. You didn't even have a go on community radio, did you?
Well, Byron had to go to Cessnock first.
I never worked in Cessnock.
He'd done all the
You've been everywhere, man. Yeah. Everywhere.
I've even been places I've never been, according to Pep. He makes up my bio.
Where is Cessnock? It's in New South Wales.
Yeah, that's where he's from. Yeah. Is that where you're from?
I've never been to
where
Cessnock.
Where are you from?
Who cares?
Oh, Sydney.
But who cares? This is Melbourne.
Yeah, it's from Melbourne.
And I tell you what, you know where Byron had me at Humid. Yes, humid. When you said it's humid today, people need to know that because we don't get that
I
often.
I think they would know.
Humidity.
I think if they're alive, they'll know.
But you're in the house. You go outside to get
a shock. Humid in the house, isn't it?
Yeah, but then you listen to the weather and they say it's 23 but feels like 30. What the hell's that?
Thank you.
Yeah, but that actually, in London, it's real. When it's 23 and it feels like...
he's been overseas, everybody.
Oh, someone's been overseas, have they?
He's been to foreign countries.
Yeah, that was in 2009.
I've been to cities that never closed down.
Yeah, you would have been there, Fev, too.
I've been to London. Yeah. Had a few footy trips there, mate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you ever had a Mad Monday there?
Oh, we had a break up there, yes. It was very good. It was when I got kicked out of Ireland.
He's been banned from Ireland?
Oh,
yeah.
That's right.
So I went over to London, had
it's
a great
time. It's the only clever thing the Irish have done, I believe.
I'm not allowed to back.
Yeah, no. When you get kicked out of Ireland for drinking too much, you know you've got an issue, don't you?
And then you go to London to the Down Under bar and drink way too much. But anyway.
Are we going to tease?
Yeah, let's say, because you just mentioned
Mad Monday.
Me.
You've already teased me.
Yeah, well, no. Well, I just think that, guys, you've come in and we're celebrating the fact that you are on the radio Fox FM this afternoon.
From 4:30 today.
Yes, 4:30.
You do have a special little treat for Feb and everyone listening, obviously.
We thought it's always nice to come with a present.
Yeah, but can I set this up, Katie, though? Because, you know what, some people say Feb's brilliant radio career is a surprise. Well, it's not a surprise because we were there, Katie. We were there moment. We
Inception.
Knew. We knew he was going to be a star in radio. And you cannot miss the moment where Fev became a radio star.
Yes.
It's about 10 years old, this piece.
Yeah, it was on our show.
Oh, yeah.
Can I ask one question? Is this pre or post Brownlow?
This is pre Brownlow.
Oh, okay. This will be good.
All right, you will hear it next right here on the
Roll
Fox.
This is Roll Gold Fev.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Sticky, 126 for Melbourne today. And isn't this nice, Fev?
Sticky.
Well, sticky and humid. Hughesy and Kate who are here.
Yeah, it is sticky though, isn't it?
Hughesy and Kate are here.
Good word.
Driving you home on the Fox from 4:30.
He's got a whole lot of them. That's why he does that job.
This is just a beautiful...
He's got a thesaurus there and he just...
Let him promote our show.
I have a range of other words.
I know, this is
amazing. Yes, isn't this beautiful though? They come bearing gifts. Our brand new drive show, bearing gifts for our show.
Yes, and for Fev more importantly.
Well, it's a gift for Fev, but I think you're going to enjoy it even more.
And Fev is a bit nervous.
Yeah, I don't know if Fev will enjoy it because Fifi, some people say you discovered Fev.
I thought I did.
You made Fev the man he is. Yeah. You know, the radio man he
that
is.
That wasn't in the toilets at the Logies, was it?
Post-celebrity, when he came out King of the Jungle, I went, that guy.
I remember that when I won that.
He's got to come on our show.
Did you win?
Oh, Kate, come on.
I can't remember. They all blur into one.
He remembers.
I'm still the karaoke king too because Casey Donovan won it last year and she's the queen. So I'm still the king.
Yeah, anyway. Wow. So 2 years ago, you're in the jungle, but now radio superstar.
Yes.
But I tell you, Fief and Byron, that we actually discovered Brendan Favola back in 2006.
Wow.
We're going to go back.
On the Coleman that year.
No doubt you kicked a lot of goals that year, but you kicked a goal radio-wise after the season, all right? So
paint the picture here.
Well, Nathan Buckley, who was our correspondent back then, had just – his team, Collingwood, had just been kicked out of the finals. So heartbreaking loss for
heartbreaking.
Bucks. But we've decided to get Bucks and Fev together on radio. They're in separate houses.
I remember this.
Why did we decide Fev, though? I can't remember.
I think Fev rang us, to be honest. Yeah. So a phone call. That's true.
No.
Thank you.
Hey, I remember this.
Well, no, you don't.
Yes, I do. Because I was pissed. Yes. And I was with Peter Everett. Okay. And we were drinking at my house.
That was a separate time.
That was another time.
Yeah, absolutely. We haven't got that audio. Have a listen.
This is quite extraordinary.
This is Fev's advice to Bucks after Bucks' team, Collingwood, had been kicked out of the finals. And this was the start of
Bucks was as flat as a pancake.
Yeah,
and also Fev was as high as a kite.
No, Bucks was tanked as well.
Perfect match.
They were both tanked.
Bucks was as flat as a shit carter's hat.
Okay, here we go.
We've got Brendan Favola on the phone who's going to give... Brendan's going to give you a little bit of advice, Nathan, on how to deal with the disappointment of your end of your season.
Yeah. Wow. Tell Maxwell Nix.
Brendan, wow.
Hey, Nathan.
Yeah.
Do you know where we're at?
No.
We're nowhere.
It was just beautiful. It was just wonderful.
And you know, because out of respect for people's pressing morning timetable, we cut out about 10 minutes of wow.
I'd had a big night, guys.
Yeah, you had a big life,
But you know what? You know how drunk says what sober thinks?
100%.
You are just so delightful.
Very wise. Very wise.
He's just adorable. Even munted. He's gorgeous.
Wow.
Thank you for discovering Brendan. Thank you.
Yeah, you're our
thankless
gift
to the world.
He has been our gift.
I've got nothing.
That's where we're at.
Yeah.
But we're so excited, in all honesty, to have you both on this station, iconic Melbourne legends and now part of the Fox.
From
4:30 after
4:30.
Gary
it's
and
a
Tommy.
Date.
That's a great time, isn't it?
Yeah,
just
beautiful.
Sleep
beautiful.
In, get
and also,
kids up from school, you can do whatever you want.
We're not going to do that, mate. No, we miss all children contact.
Oh, yes. Okay.
That's the idea.
Show prep, are you? Show prep.
Yes.
Gary and Tommy.
Yes. Don't you do that?
No.
Oh, what
can't
you
tell? They get up
what an idiot.
Yeah.
Carrie and Tommy, Hughie and Kate. That's your drive home. The Savo right here on 101.9 The Fox.
The Fifi, Fev and Byron catch up done without compromise. With Upside Realty, they'll sell your home without compromise too. With no commission, just a flat fee of $7,500. There's no better way to sell your home.